Nate.
What?
Nate.
Hey, Donovan.
Back.
How are you doing? It's Reflex Blue Show time. It is Friday, not Thursday. The Evo Street Fighter freaking World Championship is going on in Vegas right now.
And
we are not at it.
I know.
It's like the HOW conference of dudes who play Street Fighter. That's how big it is. Wrap your head around it. You and I should go next year because you got the machine here.
But they're on 2 yard fighter like 4. I'm on like Hyper Fighting 2 or something.
No, they have it. It's all there, bro. We can ship the machine, we can take it out, we can get some matches set up, we can win some dollars.
Okay, anyway. Well, either way, for today, all we're doing is we're winning dollars off of Mr. Good Twin right here.
Adam Nielsen, welcome back to the show.
Hey, guys.
It's been a while.
Yeah.
But you know what the Evo is, Donovan?
What's that?
It's a nice summer distraction.
Yeah. Ooh.
You like where I'm going with that, don't you?
Yeah. Very nice. We're speaking today is we're doing the top 5 summer distractions for designers.
Distractions or the distractions? Oh, that's right. I just went grammar on your ass.
Ooh.
Ooh. Slightly missaid a word. Let's do a Friday show.
Judges?
This is what happens, I think, Donovan, when we do shows on Friday. So I think I just sometime about 8 o'clock on Thursday, I just stop caring and throw on the Transformers shirt and.
No, dude, you quit.
I saw my hair
Tuesday.
In the mirror a second ago. Honest. It looks terrible. You know, I didn't get my look on today.
All right.
We'll see. We'll see how it goes.
We're doing this in categories.
Okay.
We're talking about you got to pick your best design event distraction, the website
distraction,
the non-design activity distraction, but still for designers. The summer movie concert distraction,
mm-hmm.
and the item that you're looking for, either flea market, antique store, eBay,
yes.
the thing you're
the item
hunt,
down.
Okay.
The summer item hunt.
So let's start out. Do we start now?
You guys should have a scavenger hunt.
I think we start now, unless you want to talk about other mess.
Talking about hunt, you guys should have a scavenger hunt.
No, let's just start now.
Something.
In fact,
like a 36-point scavenger hunt.
Yeah, be kind of funny.
We could only do it. I like that idea, but we'd have to do really difficult items to get, like the stapler from Sagmeister's office.
There you go.
Well, let's start then with the scavenger hunt item that we're looking for.
Is that you want to start
go
out
backwards?
Of order? You want to go?
No,
let's go.
Really
no, let's just
order.
Not go random. Let's go backwards.
Okay.
Backwards sounds good.
The hell, let's start with number 5.
Okay. The item that we're looking for.
Donovan, go for it.
I'm always looking for Superman figures I don't have.
I was just gonna say, are there any that you don't have?
Well, yeah, but I also, part of the deal with looking at the flea markets, antique stores, eBays, and stuff is I'm also looking on the cheap.
Okay,
mm-hmm. I'm looking for opened. I don't care about the packaging.
Is that your retirement plan?
No,
get them on the cheap, sell high.
No, if it was my retirement plan, I would care about the packaging.
Oh, okay.
I would make sure they're unopened.
Okay,
they're just for display.
Okay. So tell me how other designers can relate to this.
No, it's just what I look for. You got to find everyone collects something.
Okay, now we're getting somewhere.
I collect Superman figures.
Okay, so maybe if you're a designer out there and you're collecting toys, maybe that's your thing. Maybe the summer is the time to hit up some flea markets.
Sometimes if I'm at a flea market, I see old tin toys and they're reasonably priced. I'll pick them up.
Okay, tin. Yeah, you got a lot of tin toys.
I got a nice tin cock when I was in Austin.
Thank you. You like saying that, don't you?
It's kind of like the word shuttlecock.
It's a male chicken.
It's just fun.
Yeah,
right.
It's kind of like a rooster.
Yeah.
I walked into a store. By chance, Mark English was there, and
Mark English says, Donovan, you should buy this tin cock. You kind of have to.
Well, he didn't really say that, but I was like, I talked to him, and then I turn, and I see this thing, and I was like, hey, that looks great.
So one could almost say that your item for this part of the list is toys.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, toys. We got it. Let's do it. Adam, what's your pick?
Mine is antique chairs for my conference room. I found cool 60s table that I bought at a garage sale from an elderly lady.
Is that the one you've been using for a while, or is it new?
It's new. I've only had it for about 3-4 weeks.
Oh, okay. I was thinking of the one that at your old office, but no.
I'm trying to find some chairs that kind of match that have a little bit like a 60s mod vibe, but also on the cheap, because you can get replicas like that.
But they are not cheap.
No, they're extremely expensive. And I changed my mind so much with the aesthetics around the studio that I want something like that.
Yeah, 60s retro? I mean, the last thing that I saw you trying to do was like build stuff out of dead trees.
Yeah, that turned out.
Which I believe backfired.
It backfired big time because I couldn't find out the tree chunks had gotten a little moist, which produced a lot of termites.
Yeah.
And noticed that as we were trying to, we were going to make basically some coffee tables out of giant tree trunks. To kind of fit the vibe around the studio. But yeah,
too bad nature found a way to.
Too bad nature screwed me over on that, but it's all good.
I'm with you. I went for a furniture item myself. This is a hunt I've been on for several years now, unsuccessful, a glass top flat file.
Oh, yeah. Oh, actually, I take that back. A flat file would be another one that I'm looking for, and I found one, but it was sold already.
Damn it.
Found it in the back warehouse of this place, and it was in beautiful condition. It was from an old architecture studio,
and that's nice.
It was sold already.
The last best one that I saw was actually in a Gap.
Oh, really?
Not like a Gap in the road, but like a store, the Gap, and it was just part of their display, and it wasn't there before. And I knew it wasn't going to be there after, so I asked about it. And they're like, yeah, someone actually already made an offer on it.
Oh,
so.
Yeah. Those things are hard to find.
Oh, it's just horrible.
Good ones, at least.
And I just want a good one.
Reasonable.
I have so many damn posters, and they're all in tubes right now. And I'm quite frankly have a lot of tubes taking up too much damn space in my house.
Yeah. I want to use.
The file is so small.
Yeah.
Well, no, but it has other use. It could be a coffee table. If you get a glass top, you can put something good looking under it.
Yeah,
you know.
Well, you can. It's really cool aesthetically as well. Like for your, like if you got it for a studio or something like that, it just kind of looks neat. I want to get one to use for my fine art because I'm switching over to work on a paper only medium for a while, and so
like
it's
drawing.
I'm
typing paper, like you just grab something out of the printer and take a number two pencil and just go to town.
Yeah, pretty much. No, I'm gonna switch over to like watercolor, acrylic, and gouache, or however you pronounce
gouache.
That. Gouache. I've heard it several ways. On Durash. Watercolor paper for a while.
Just to, I like to call it Charles.
Geesh.
So the flat file kind of winning out.
Nope, you're all wrong. So
Tell us what's going on here.
We, of course, as usual, there are proper answers. They're by the industry celebrities because they know more than we do.
Do we know any industry celebrities?
In this case, Stephen Heller.
Stephen Heller's that guy. Oh, yeah. Sorry. And Adam.
Yeah.
Stephen Heller, last seen on 36 Point, swearing at us.
Yeah. Telling us never to contact
us. That was a good video,
anyway.
Honestly, I'm surprised he wrote you back and didn't, like, continue the game.
Well, I wrote it. I wrote under an alias.
Oh, did you send it from a Hotmail account?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. And so either way, he says, there's so many things one can find that is least expected. He says the best find he ever experienced was a scrapbook that he'd made when he was a kid, and his parents gave it away in a box of junk. 30 years later, well, there it was in a box of junk at a flea.
Yeah, he wins. That's pretty awesome.
Win.
Finding your old artwork at someone else's flea market.
I'm sitting here like, I want to get a flat file. No, that's win.
Yeah, I'm going to make
Stephen
a scrapbook
answer
tonight
just
and give it away so in hopes I can find it 40 years from now.
Oh, don't worry. I'll burn anything I see with your name on it.
Oh, this is Adam just whoosh, whoosh. That was my pretty awesome fire sound effects. Let's move it on. I believe number four on the list.
Summer movie concert. This might date itself quickly because this is 2009.
Yes.
Yeah, this is going to date it. This is going to be the most easily dated.
We're switching who starts. Adam, you're going.
I didn't go to very many concerts this summer or movies. Just kind of been laying low. Pretty much the only movie I saw out and about was The Hangover. And
I've only heard good things about The Hangover.
It's funny. I love Zach Galifianakis. He's hilarious on like his video shorts in between.
Is it
Between Two Ferns?
Is it weird that? Like, he's not the star of that movie, but he's the guy that everyone's talking about.
He's the one that makes that movie.
He's the star of that movie.
The bad boyfriend from Wedding Crashers.
Bradley Cooper is his name.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. But no, I mean, he makes that movie just because he's so awkward and funny, and he kind of takes his stand-up comedy, you know, routine to the big screen. It's I don't know, it's neat. It was fun. My wife and I went to a matinee on it on our actual anniversary. We just thought it'd be kind of funny to go to.
You sound really enthusiastic about it.
Yeah, it was a good
movie.
I can
hear it in your voice.
Yeah.
All right. Donovan.
No, it's you. We're doing it around the circle this way.
Really?
Yep.
You're going to shut me down on throwing it to you while I got a mouthful of popcorn?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, you're welcome.
Well, then damn it. Okay, for designers, I want to say, and I did not because, it's already Friday and we're running late and there's Street Fighter to be played and I didn't check to see if there are any screenings, but if you can catch a screening of Objectified.
I was just going to say, I hope you're going to say Objectified. Is that showing already?
Yeah, no, it's been showing. It's a thing now.
Okay,
but I haven't seen it.
I'm waiting for it to come on DVD. He's the guy that did the Helvetica movie. Right?
You know what? I'll bet they did a Helvetica screening at the AIJ conference in Denver. I would not be shocked if they did a screening of Objectified
probably
up in Memphis.
Yeah, I'm excited for that to come out on DVD. Just own it.
I've heard it's better than Helvetica. Helvetica, after about 45 minutes, really kind of starts to drag. I found it incredibly enthralling for about the first 45 minutes.
Yeah.
And then I was like, man, I want to show this to like my parents so they understand what I do and like that kind of thing. And then it just got dull, which maybe
someone's got a short attention span.
It may be problematic. I can sit down and watch 3.5 hour Lord of the Rings movie. I can watch the 4 hour version like that. It's not a question of attention span. It's a question of a filmmaker who can take any topic and maintain an attention span. I mean, at some point in there, you got to. I mean, how many of those interviews are essentially saying the same thing?
So what's Objectified about?
It's like product design, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's about the design of objects.
It's about how design kind of influences your life in general through all of the products and things you use on a daily basis, whether it's stuff you sit on, whether it's stuff you use, like a CD player. Well, I mean, they were showing that as a CD player, but mm-hmm. I mean, most of it's MP3 now or iPod or whatever you want to call it. But yeah, so it's just kind of how that kind of has shaped our lives in general.
Yeah, so I'm interested to see. So that's my designer pick. My Nate pick is really G.I. Joe. And I don't want to hear people hating on that movie. The reviews right now coming back are all over the spectrum.
I can see a lot of people hating on that movie just because it seems
if you're going
comical.
To G.I. Joe and you're expecting things that are not underwater fortresses and motorcycles that
okay,
fly.
Okay, hold on.
Hey, I'm still talking, God damn it.
Because my pick was
talking about G.I. Joe, Donovan.
That's my pick, so I just wanted to
look. Oh, you do? Okay. I was like, damn it.
Yeah, I'm just going with G.I. Joe straight out, right? Because
Okay. Is it because I thought you were going to tell me like, no, dude, I'm hating on G.I. Joe. But you're loving on G.I. Joe.
Only because it's a week before it's released. Now, after it's released and I see it, I may think it's the worst thing
dude,
ever.
Dude, no, is that coming out next week? I thought it was coming out in August.
Well, you kind of have to go, considering your entire office is surrounded by G.I. Joes.
Yeah.
Well, and I think that what I was trying to say is that you're going to go in with the right mentality. I want a one-manned, open cockpitted tank with four fucking cannons on the front of it.
All the vehicles are way too small, yet eight people are
hanging
off the side.
Or the guy like I'm staring at right now that's got a jackhammer and a...
Oh,
like,
Dreadnoughts?
Yeah,
oh,
there
Dreadnoughts
you go.
Better be in there.
Dude, I hope the Dreadnoughts are in there.
Because the army is really built to fight a biker gang. That's what they were built to do.
Is Billy Zane playing Zartan? No, it's the guy from The Mummy is playing Zartan. So if Zartan's in there, then maybe the Dreadnoughts are going to be in there.
Well, what else does he do but lead them?
Wow. What else does he do but lead the Dread... Man, he does so much. You know, okay, Donovan, did you know, and we'll take in a little aside, maybe we'll go shopping here after lunch. Season 1, G.I. Joe, complete, on DVD, available now.
Oh, I don't know if I want to watch it again.
I think that you do.
Okay.
I think it's going on my birthday list. All right, let's move it on.
All right, what did the pro say?
The proper answer. And we got this one from Sean Adams.
I think we've already got agreement. The proper answer is probably going to be G.I. Joe.
Well, he lives in L.A., and... Adams Morioka, which mm-hmm. he, you know, co-owns, mm. just redesigned the logo for the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences.
Really?
So we figured he's the guy to ask what movie to go see.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
You'll probably see the logo that they did on the Oscar
telecast. I
think he
actually did some research here to see who would be the proper judge for each
question.
Well,
research is in following his Twitter feed.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. There you go.
I don't go to the movies because I'm agoraphobic, and I don't go to concerts because they're filled with people who smoke pot and need haircuts and jobs. So the proper answer is none.
I'm gonna go with the proper answer is Netflix.
Okay,
let's go there with Doctor go. Who Stay on in. Netflix,
yeah. or the old G.I. Joe cartoons on Netflix.
Yeah, there or on DVD.
Do they have them on Netflix?
No.
Oh, that's gonna get me a little excited there.
Believe me, dude, I've looked.
I was just gonna say, yeah, if they were on there, I would have heard about it a couple times by now.
All right, so moving on.
Non-design activity, as if the movies and flea market are, but whatever. I like our list.
Well, you can get creative inspiration from those.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah. I'm going to go – is it my turn? I go first now, right?
Yep.
Street Fighter, anything. All right, we're going to talk about this. So we got – obviously, we've been talking about Street Fighter the last couple shows because Donovan got a Street Fighter machine here. Also, basically, I mean, if you're 30-ish, think back to when you were 12, 13-ish, and you were probably playing Street Fighter. What turns out – still as awesome today as it was then.
Oh, yeah.
And like I said at the top of the show, the Evo Championship's going on. Actually, that's being streamed.
In fact,
all
we were supposed to
long.
Record this show Wednesday after work, and instead we just played Street Fighter for an hour.
That's true. Well, we came up with the idea for the show while you were beating my ass in Street Fighter. But I got to say, one-on-one Street Fighter never gets old because it's like you. Yeah, there's so many different combinations and possibilities. You play against this dude, but then you play against a different dude, and then you play, and then your guy picks a different character. So it's, every time you play that game, it's different. Every time, it's exciting. So it's always fresh, it's always new, and it always gets you jazzed up just for life.
Nice.
Donovan, your pick.
It's painting the house.
Oh, you're painting your house?
I thought you were going to say
inside
painting.
Or outside?
I thought you were just going to say.
Wait, you got
art.
A brick house, don't you?
Yeah. Well, no, we're still painting the stairwell. You know, it's, okay. I got to finish it. It's been like 5 years.
You're like interior painting.
Yeah, but then I think I have to. When that's done, I think I'm going to paint the outside of the house. It's a big project, but it's I got to do it before the weather gets cold. We're in Omaha.
I thought you were going to say like painting for real, like doing art.
I wouldn't know. Maybe I'll do a big mural on the outside instead.
So again, we're just getting down to like what is Donovan doing this summer? Donovan is painting his house.
It's correct. Just kind of an agenda list.
Have you ever seen pictures, Adam? I got a glimpse into the like yearly life of the house of Donovan Beery.
No,
which every year steps up and improves. And
I thought about doing something like that, like a scrapbook of our actual house, or have my wife do it, as we kind of progress over the next couple of years.
When he first moved in, it was an outhouse, and then just slowly,
So you laid
the
foundation.
The next year it had some brick. Then he did a little extension off to the side.
For a couple of years. There's a little sunroom in the middle that you just
went
in.
None of that's really true.
Yeah.
Yep.
For my non-design activity, I have a few. Sorry, I couldn't come down with one answer.
We will let you know which is the best.
My wish would be to golf. I've only gone out once this year. Usually go out several times.
That one's not looking too good for a win.
Farmer's market. Really
Maybe.
Like the farmer's market.
It's not bad.
Really like going down there, just seeing the unique things that
buying lettuce is the event of the summer.
Yes.
Buying lettuce is currently outpacing golf.
And my true non-design activity for the summer is finding unique ways to try to get out of my sprint contract, save my number.
I love this.
So therefore I can get my iPhone.
Any activity that involves
totally
getting new Apple products, yeah. I count as a
I'm in the classic sprint contract of death where it's going to cost us, I think it's $450.
And if you're lucky.
Something between $400 and $450 to get out of our contract 3 months early.
And if you're lucky, you can get an iPhone, which has like the worst reception in Omaha, trust me.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean,
fantastic.
Obviously, but
it's
let's
iPhone.
Be honest here.
Correct.
Calling people on your iPhone is probably the smallest amount of use for that thing.
That's it. And the proper answer comes from Steve Hartman.
By the way,
he's celebrating 10 years of his own business here, Creativeville, here in September.
In September, and people are talking about going to that.
Nice.
Yeah.
People are finding ways to make that trip happen.
Wait, did he say he was having a letterpress party?
Yeah, it's the same thing. It's like a letterpress
screen print,
something kind of party.
So if you're in the St.
It's on
Louis.
Facebook, man. I don't have it up right now.
Yeah, if you're in the St. Louis area around, I think it's around September 5th.
Let's just go ahead and say if you're in Missouri. Let's just go ahead and say if you're in Nebraska.
Midwest.
Actually, he's in Illinois.
Midwest.
Is he in Illinois?
Yeah, it's just over the border.
Okay. So let's say that if you're in Illinois, Missouri, Nebraska, Kansas,
Iowa.
Where's Iowa? Sure, Iowa. And where's Terry Marks from? Oregon?
Yeah.
Washington.
No, he's from Seattle.
Yeah,
Seattle.
Washington.
And let's say Washington, that making it out. Maybe New York. Maybe if New York people listen, maybe going down to Steve Hartman's 10-year...
It's close enough.
Yeah, what
you
the hell?
You can get there in like 12 hours.
Yeah, people in New York...
If you have a London office, I mean, just make
the
trip.
Yeah, are you in London? Is your name dude from London? Come on down.
Okay, so he says the drive-in movie with the family.
I wish
Love
we
sitting
had
out in the
those.
Evening, letting the kids play in the drive-in playground while they tailgate. Drive-in of choice is the rural 50s throwback time machine in town, even smaller than their own. So
can I... I kind of want to take back my recommendation I just made because that answer really...
Oh, then he says
that really
let him
number,
and his wife kind of forget their creative careers while drinking one.
Oh,
and he's got
oh, just drinking. I like that.
Drinking wine at the drive-in theater. I mean, sure. And he's got nice. A few pics on his blog up at creativeville.wordpress.com. We'll link to the actual.
Did he do that? Was he the only guy that was like, oh, and by the way, check out my blog, 36-point listeners.
No, he.
We can link out to everybody. I love.
He's
it.
Back. No, I like it. He's backing up his answer with photos.
Okay.
Photographic so he's got, evidence. He's got him getting wasted that's on wine thing. While watching movies at the drive-in.
That's rad. All right, let's do it. Who's starting? Donovan, you're starting this one off. Website. Best designer distraction website.
Okay, this was the one that gave me a little bit of trouble here with the website because I've been scouring all sorts of websites trying to like find parts and things for the Street Fighter arcade machine in the office.
Yeah, no, you've gone. But, I was telling people yesterday, you've gone deep.
Yeah, but that's like a lot of little sites, and I didn't want to list Google because that's lame.
You can see the matrix.
Google I don't consider a summer thing. So I'm thinking the one that actually I've been checking every day that I didn't think I would when it launched, when we talk about it, is FPO, for print only by under consideration.
Sure.
It's actually a little distraction, 5 minutes every morning. It's working pretty nice. It's actually much more exciting than I thought it would be. I gotta give it props.
I find it a lot more interesting than I thought it was going to be. And again, well, with a site like that, when it's only got two things on it in the first week, it's like, whatever, you know, but... No.
And they're getting some fantastic work that they're showing on there.
That's the thing is that the work that they are featuring is not just like here's something that I got. Printed.
I mean, they even got work by like Bennett Halsworth on it.
Nice. Yeah. Oh yeah, right. What was it? Was it that poster that he made?
Yeah, it's the one I got hanging in the other room. Okay. I bought it after seeing it on there.
Yeah, you're such a kiss up. I saw something on your this brand new. Hey, do we have a Life in Abundance thing on FPO yet?
We've submitted it.
Oh, we're not good enough. We're not as good as Bennett Hall's work.
You could have a backlog. You never know.
But they have what's great about that site is that they really, really do show people like fucking dressing their print jobs all to hell. So everything's like die cut, metallic, foil.
Like a half-inch business card. Like half-inch thick business card they got
like
on there.
Like just mess like nice. That. And I love it. And that's – I didn't know that that's what the site was going to be when it first started and the fact that that's what it's become – It's just kind of like it's like print masturbation. It's like print porn.
Okay, make that 10 minutes in the morning, not five.
Okay,
yeah, I'm gonna switch my answer to 10 minutes, six and a half.
Nice.
Sometimes three. It depends.
I wrote down two, and then I just thought of another one.
Do it.
And that's just because I'm on the.
I hope it's
the
not
time.
Because Nate mentioned masturbation.
Well. Maybe
36point.com.
There you go. Hulu.com. I don't know. I just kind of get stuck on that stuff.
I want to know specifically what on Hulu do you watch as a designer?
It doesn't really come down to a design aspect. It comes down to sometimes I don't like listening to music during the day, and so I'll put on like an old TV show that's on there.
For instance,
Major Dad.
Major Dad.
Just kidding. Just get out of the room,
dude.
I was like,
really?
No, I just saw that was on there the other day. I'll catch up sometimes on episodes of House, just because I don't go home and watch TV very often.
Yeah.
But a lot of times, to be productive from a productive standpoint, it's just a little bit better for me to just put that on, and I sometimes will just even hide the screen. So I don't actually watch it, but I just put on
have the sound.
I just
like,
have the
like
sound
TV
going
on.
Yeah,
just hearing just kinda, the voice of Major Dad.
Yeah,
gets you to work
I know.
Faster.
It makes me feel all warm and cozy.
I was checking out old rerun of Voltron on there the other when Voltron got put on Hulu. It was a big
that
deal
is on
house.
There.
Yeah, dude.
Okay.
It
wow.
It, and you know what? Looking back, having 20/20 vision on everything, like I thought that Power Rangers was a Voltron ripoff before.
Nice.
Now it is just like 10 times as damn obvious.
That's awesome.
They're just like, you know what we should do? We should make Voltron. We should make live action kids.
My other one would be Like Cool, which is a blog around just the coolest things out there that are really design-oriented, film, photographs. It's just kind of all put on one blog. Example like the other day, and you guys will like this and appreciate this. They had chopsticks that were like lightsabers.
That's but how do you grab? But they cut through your food.
Well, it's obviously
that's the problem with lightsaber chopsticks.
Well, if you're in
fantasy world that would be, but reality. I mean, it was just obviously it was acrylic.
Star Wars is reality,
but I mean, it was just acrylic chopsticks that were really neat.
Do they light up?
They might actually.
Man, if they, I hope so.
But you can actually. But a lot of times they'll put things that you can actually purchase on there, which is kind of neat.
I'm feeling like Chinese for lunch now.
Did you guys ever see on like? I think it was on ThinkGeek. It was an April Fool's Day thing that then they start that was so awesome they decided to look into actually producing it. It's the Tauntaun sleeping bag.
No.
So it's like from Empire Strikes Back where they cut open the Tauntaun, Han Solo shoves Luke inside to keep him warm.
Oh, right. Yes.
The outside is a Tauntaun, comes with an attachable pillow of Tauntaun head.
Gross.
And the sweet. Inside is
on sale for 12-year-olds everywhere.
It's like specifically the kind of white Tauntaun guts, and it kind of looks. It's a very similar pattern. If you just did like a line drawing of like a brain, it's that kind of.
Yeah.
Does it come with nasty smell to go with it?
Yeah. I hope it smells. Oh, I hope it smells even worse on the inside. You know, but that was really like the best damn thing I'd ever seen.
I have to say, I do have a third one that I think is more for the designers out there that I really love. The Die Line, I think it's called.
Oh God, doesn't everyone love the Die Line?
Oh my God,
it's so great.
You know, I kind of watched it for a while and then I kind of lost track of it. You've never been on it?
I think I've been there a couple times, but
The Die Line's awesome.
It's amazing. Some of the packaging on there is just beautiful. I mean, well, it's not even
and it again. And it updates all the time.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
And it updates always.
Yesterday it was updating midday several times.
What's great about that too is that it's all package design, so everything they get is like a gorgeous damn photo of it, like properly lit.
Yep.
And they have like straight up companies spawn, like Sterling Brands.
Oh yeah, Sterling Brands.
Not like someone with a commercial product to sell. It's just has supporters high up in the industry, and it's just damn cool. Yeah, it's a good beautiful website. I like that. That's a good pick, man.
Okay, well, we got the proper answers from Rule 29.
Have I gone? I haven't gone.
Oh, you haven't gone? I guess we didn't care what Nate said.
Sorry, I had three, so I kind of jumped
all right.
in.
Mine's Twitter. Done.
Okay.
Come on.
The proper answers, the Rule 29, Justin Aarons. They go from Chicago. They go to The Onion, Ted.
Oh, and Ted.
For
yes.
comic relief,
yeah.
awkwardfamilyphotos.com.
Oh, awkwardfamilyphotos.com is amazing. That is the winner to me.
Didn't I see you on there?
Probably, and probably a nice sweater vest and a weird bow tie.
I would love to see the Nielsen family.
I thought about actually doing something that was just kind of a joke and wear like all denim or something like that and just like stare awkwardly at each other and just do it.
Did we send you Christmas cards 2 years ago?
I think so.
That was our awkward.
Oh, yeah, where you had Leo in there.
Yeah, we had the dog and everyone was dressed in black and white.
Yep, I do remember. That was pretty good.
Yeah, that was our attempt.
That's a great blog, though. Yeah. Some of the photos on there are amazing.
I like
with
that.
With the laser backgrounds and stuff like that.
We're wrapping it all the way back around. Adam Nielsen is gonna start by taking us down the road of our last category, which is your design event. Now, as we were chatting before the show, you had a little bit of trouble answering this one.
I did, because I didn't really go to any design events.
Maybe watching me paint the house.
That could
be your design event.
I'll just
kind of
sit there with popcorn and
beer
and watch Donovan paint his house.
Every 45 minutes, do a quick question and answer period.
Yeah, exactly. Mine is kind of a wish list / event, another event that wasn't a design event. I went to an event called Big Omaha, which was an event put on by Dusty Davidson and Jeff Slavatsky.
Oh, the guys from Silicon Prairie News.
Yep.
Currently hosting a totally badass interview with us.
Yeah.
Right. So is it SiliconPrairieNews.com or is it like SPN.com?
No, SiliconPrairieNews.com.
Okay, so everyone go over there and check out our badass
video. Yeah, and they put on this really great conference that was about bringing entrepreneurial people together just kind of as a hub and just – to have speakers. They had like Jeffrey from Threadless come and the guys from Jason Fried, I think his name is, from 37 Signals, which started Basecamp, which a lot of designers use. And it was a really great event, especially for their first one. And the one thing, and this isn't a critique, it's just a learning process, that they had, it was a lot of tech-driven things. I would love to see.
Well, I mean, yeah, I mean, it was a tech conference. That was their thing.
Well, it was entrepreneurial, but it was a creative conference, but it was leaning towards tech a little bit,
Donovan,
which is fine.
You want to help him out with the word
creative? I hate the word creative class. It's the biggest bullshit term out there.
It really
However, it was that. I mean, obviously, it's a buzzword, and it's a great way to generate people coming.
You'd like to see something like this event with more creative and less tech.
I'd just like to see a merge of that, because I think it overlaps so much now with web and stuff. But I'd really like to see a little bit more focus of design coming to the table with tech, and then having these people discuss, talk, and I think just having them kind of evolve into something like that, or have a separate conference that's in Omaha based around just design only. But I think it would really be beneficial to merge
it sounds like that Nashville think tank.
I think we should do it in Wahoo.
Yeah. But they did a great job as a great event. And it's bigomaha.com if anybody wants to kind of see the backlog of it and offer suggestions to those guys. But I think it would be really great just because we have such a great design community in the Midwest. To get them involved a little bit more and bring them in, I think it would really great a good community.
I think you're going to see more of these smaller regional conferences.
I think it's the way it's going. Yeah.
Well, I mean, are you really, or is it? Because I kind of feel like the bigger conferences are kind of taking over as the, you know, the economy is doing its thing right now, and you know, the registration for HOW was strong but way down, and I'd expect to hear the same thing about AIJ. I mean, people are kind of picking. At this point, you kind of go to one thing right now.
I think
you're more likely to get a lot of people to go to smaller things that are in there.
I actually agree with Donovan, because I think because people's pocketbook are getting tighter, they're picking and choosing and what's going to be the most beneficial thing. So if they can go to an event that's really tailored to them because it's a smaller event, I think you're going to see a trend of that, you know, if it's something specific.
Or it's easier to convince their boss to pay for it if it's only a
quarter if it's quarter of the cost.
Or it's easier geographically, I mean, to get to. I mean, if there's multiple, you know, events going on in Omaha or in Des Moines, and people are, it's easier to travel versus Boston, or, you know, I just think you'll see that trend for a little while.
It just depends on where everyone's at. Like, you're probably never going to get, like, a huge regional conference necessarily in Omaha, because we're not Midwest centrally located. Let's face it, there ain't a whole lot to the west of Omaha for a couple hundred miles.
There isn't, but you know, I think.
But you can start moving to like a Des Moines or a St. Louis or even a Minneapolis or a Chicago, and you're saying, then you're kind of talking.
But I think Omaha has a lot to offer too. Everybody that's come here that I've talked to loves it.
Hooray! Speaking of location, my pick is.
San Diego Creative Freelancer Conference, the HOW Conference, the smaller one, the more educationally driven, how to be a freelance designer kind of thing. I want to go to this so bad, and to be perfectly frank, probably need to go to this so bad, and it's in San Diego, and it's just too far, and it's just too big of a trip for me to take.
If you're going to San Diego, you'd be at Comic-Con next week.
I know. No, honestly, if I was going to go to we're so getting off topic, but yeah, no, the Chicago Comic Con is in first week of August.
Okay.
That's only $50 to go to, dude, for 3 days. You start thinking about that.
All right, I'll be
thinking. I think we should make it happen. At least next year we should make that happen.
Office in Chicago, at least.
So, you know what? My design event, Comic Con.
Nice.
You know why? Because it's outside of the realm of the norm for designers, and yet highly dependent industry upon art and artistic ability, and making unique visual statements, you know, using art as a storytelling mechanism. And then, you know, the big ones like San Diego, New York, and Chicago, you get like movie premieres, like the first footage of summer blockbusters, or next year, like I think they're showing Iron Man 2 stuff at this year's.
Oh, wow.
That didn't come out till next summer. I think, honestly, that's my recommendation. I'm switching it up from Creative Freelancer to Comic-Con. Let's do it.
All right. I'm just gonna say it's the HOW Conference, and we've spoken about that at the last one. But
you were there.
But sure. I am letting the option remain that AIGA's national conference here in Memphis will not do it.
That's not summer though, that's fall.
Oh, it's fall?
It's technically fall.
Yeah.
Oh, then screw them. It's HOW.
To hell with it. It's HOW then.
Nice.
So that takes us through our list, but we have an official answer here.
The official answer comes from the AIGA national president, Debbie Millman.
Oh, okay.
And she
does she say the AIJ conference?
She says well, that's fall, as you said.
That's
she
fall.
Says
she better not say it.
It's hard for her to pick one, so she's got three of them. She's got the HOW conference,
Okay.
She's got the Sotomayor confirmation hearings. They're going on right now.
Oh, yes.
And the launch of the Simpsons U.S. Postage Stamps.
Nice. Is there an event for that?
There should be.
There's every time they issue postage stamps, they have a first day of issue event.
They do? I don't know about
this. If you're in New York, they probably have an event for everything.
There's probably a festival and a parade
that went right by your apartment.
Nice. Let's go with the stamp thing.
Simpsons postage stamps? First day of issue.
I think so.
Nice. Okay. Good list, fellas.
Well, that wraps it up, and that was quite distracting.
That was a huge distraction.
So is you actually eating popcorn into the microphone.
We'd loved it.
I know that everyone's got to be loving listening to me eat popcorn.
It's a summer thing.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, you're right.
And we'd love to thank the experts for weighing in on us.
Yeah, yes, absolutely.
Give us proper answers.
Before we close it out, got a little listener mail from Jim in the UK. Jim took a little bit of issue with our first Reviews Gone Bad, score of 4 stars for the 100 Habits of Successful Freelance Designers. I think I got the title right that time, by Steve Gordon, published by Rockport. And basically he is asking, and I want to ask you guys, do you think that there should be a standard sort of for graphic design books? Now, we gave it 4 stars, but if you go watch the review, there's a caveat to that, that it kind of depends on where you're at in your career. He also mentioned that he bought the book based on our review. And he mentioned, like, I was not blown away by the work that's in here, which is actually a point that I think I made 4 times.
Oh, no, he said that your review was right on. He just wanted to know if there's, like, a score. So, like, if 5 would be, like, the greatest books of all times, 4 would be, like...
Well, he actually listed examples. He put, like, a 5-star graphic design book has to be something as influential as, say, End of Print, and then I think 4-star would be like Elements of Typographic Style or something.
Yeah,
No, I think I always like the ratings that are rated for based on who the book it would be for, and so
I think that that's kind of a weak because then for someone it can always be a 5-star book.
Well,
and then you're not really.
I actually kind of agree with Nate on this one. I mean, just because like each individual person is different. They may be, you know, not as far in their career, but they may value a book that's a 5-star because it's a game changer versus a.
I'm definitely of the opinion that a 5-star book needs to be a game changer.
Yeah, I think you guys should create a scale like that, though.
I want to hear more about what Donovan has.
No, I mean, I think, like, because books that are going to be perceived for somebody coming into the field as compared to somebody who's been in the field for 10 years, as compared to someone who's not in the field at all and has no intention of it.
Do you have dueling scales?
Would be slightly different. No.
Yeah, do you do like 3 different reviews? I mean, how do you work the blue stars
and the green stars?
I think I always take more based on what's in the review than the actual rating.
Right. Well, and I think that's safe. And even at the end of the day, the reviews are our opinions. I mean, they may not be the opinion of everyone who gets that book. So, I mean, definitely take... You know, take our review with a grain of salt, but also take it as a part of a larger picture of finding out information about design books before you maybe lay down for a purchase. Turned out that book wasn't for him, but I think it's a pretty solid book. He still said he was happy with it. I don't know that he really said that. I'm pretty sure that he kind of put it down there like meh. I mean, and that was kind of the point of what he brought up, was that should a book that is meh to some designers get 4-star reviews from us? So it's kind of curious. Donovan's going in. Let me ask you this. Yeah.
Should you have your review and then have people that have bought the book?
I am glad I bought the book, but the artwork isn't high quality enough to be a design book, and the tips don't go into depth enough to be entirely informative publication, but it's a nice read and definitely worth checking out.
Can I say that that's kind of a bullshit? I think what he's saying, but you're a dick.
I think what he's saying is he's saying it's a 3-star book, and you said it was a 4-star book.
Yeah.
I said in the review that to certain people it can be a 3-star book. And that's the thing. That's why you gotta take it with a grain of salt.
I think you should do this is our opinion and a public opinion. If you wanna, I mean, I think that'd be a great way to drive traffic to your blog, but also to start
how do the users rate
the book? Yeah. So user rating. So that way you can actually see who A is buying the book and how are they comparing to our rating. I think that'd be a great way of doing it. That's a really good idea.
Well, leave as many comments as you want under these reviews to let people know what you think.
No, but we should let people
Yeah, well, Steve, why don't you do this? Let me ask you this. Why don't you just open up to your listeners right now? Do you think a public rating system would be a good thing for you guys?
I want people to go to 36 comment on it. Comment on that.
Let them know.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's chime that out there. Would that be helpful? You get a review score from us, and then you get kind of like a community review score as well. I love that because I don't see that out there. And if you're listening to this show and you steal that idea, I'm going to send Don.
I was going
to
say, I think Amazon pretty much.
Yeah, it's out there, but for this industry,
well, for design,
I think we should cut this part of the show out so that no one jumps on that, starts doing their poorly produced video reviews.
Everybody's, it's all about copy.
Yeah. Nice.
We'd be copying.
What are they doing? What are they doing on Speak Up right now? Oh wait, they're doing nothing. Okay. Hey, do we got anything else?
Wow. Yeah, because they're not doing anything over there at Under Consideration. Yeah,
no, I didn't say it Under Consideration. Those guys have more stuff going on than anyone else in design right now.
Yeah.
The other day they were like, hey, we made some sketchbooks for 50 cents a piece. They're $5. Who wants them?
That's not true. If you go to FPO, they actually list what they paid for the sketchbooks.
It
was over $800 and they produced 500 of them. They listed it on their FPO and they told what they paid to print them.
Wow. Dude, so it was $800 for those?
Yeah.
To make those? And they printed five? So that's, obviously like, like $1.30 or $1.25 each.
Yeah.
Not bad.
So like now I'm like enthralled. I want to know
it tells you on FPO. That's why I tell you it's this giant summer distraction website of mine.
You're back
under consideration.com/FPO.
My pick, Twitter, did not supply me with that information. So
I bet it's on there somewhere though.
Yeah.
But your pick Twitter is the reason I linked to the article before I even got to FPO. So whatever.
It's all coming back around.
I think that's it.
We'll see you in 2 weeks.
See you guys.
Thanks everyone for listening. And hey, you know what? I would like to hear people's summer distractions. So I'd like to get those comments too. If I could put them out there, throw them up on the site. We'd love to hear it. And now, Adam, thanks for being on the show.
Thanks for having me, guys.
And now we should go.
To send questions or comments to the Reflex Blue Show, please visit 36point.com. The Reflex Blue Show is hosted by Nate Voss and Donovan Beery, music produced by Dust Lab. Find out more at myspace.com/dustlab.
Well, what are you talking about with an Aaron Neville recording device? We're doing a little sound check here.
Haven't you ever heard Family Guy where he was just like...
Eating popcorn.
That is...
Yeah.